The decade began with a severe but short depression during 1920 to 21. The inflationary war and post-war boom was brought to an end abruptly in early 1920, and by the time the low point was reached in September 1921, the economy had experienced a big rise in unemployment, a rapid fall in prices and in wages and in factory output. However, the war had strengthened the economy, which emerged from the slump ready to respond to peacetime consumer demand. The period 1922 to 1929 was one of confident expansion. American consumers benefited from stable prices, full employment, rising real wages, and advances in productivity. Business enjoyed a supportive political environment and buoyant company profits. The United States economy certainly outperformed the UK, the French, and the German economies during this period. The First World War had dramatically transformed the United States from its pre-1914 position as the world's major debtor nation to a new role as its leading supplier of international credit, a position previously held by Great Britain. US citizens, attracted by relatively high interest rates overseas, sent large sums of money abroad. The loans were directed especially to Latin America and, after 1924, to Germany. US capital played a leading role in delivering more prosperity to these countries than they could have funded from their own resources. Domestic investment opportunities, however, were also seized. And by the end of the decade, investor confidence and high company profits ensured the prices on the New York Wall Street stock market had begun a steep rise that some observers saw as potentially destabilizing. At the core of the 1920s expansion, we see an economic boom which was dominated by the manufacture and the sale of consumer durables, for example, furniture, radios, refrigerators, electric irons, but most significantly the automobile. The automobile was an expensive consumer durable and most consumers had to go into debt to buy one. The General Motors Acceptance Corporation, founded in 1919, pioneered the development of modern consumer credit, and by the mid-1920s, over 70% of new automobile sales were financed by hire purchase. A large unified market, high incomes, and a scattered population drove the demand for motor vehicles. There was also a construction boom which was led until 1927 by house building and then sustained by road and commercial building. The construction industry benefited from rising incomes, a move of population from the countryside to big cities, the need for more factories and office accommodation, and the demands of private and commercial motor vehicle owners for better roads.